We are here to enrich, empower, and enhance you. You have tuned into the Master's Call, this beautiful, beautiful, worry-free, don't worry about it Wednesday. God has got this. I stand on 1 Peter 5:6-7. At this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our host, Minister Tammy. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Benita. Can you hear me?
I absolutely can, Sister. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much. And good morning to all of you. This is Tammy, and I am greeting you from Columbia, South Carolina. I want to thank Sister Benita for greeting and spiritually seating the people this morning. We want to thank you and welcome all of you to the Master's Call. As she said, this is a worry-less, worry-free Wednesday. We give our cares to the Lord, then we know that we don't have to worry. And we thank God for that spirit that Sister Benita did us with this morning. And you have called in to the Master's Call. For any of those of you who are new, this is the Master's Call. And what this call is all about, it's about greeting the people, coming together for fellowship in the morning, starting out your day with prayer and giving God thanks. We're thanking our Master, our Creator, our Father. And when she read about Peter, it just reminded me of the lesson that I learned on last evening, that you know, we do have to be in submission. The Lord Jesus was submissive to his parents. Even when he was 12, he had a calling. But when he came, when he was found by his parents in the church, after they realized that he wasn't with them when they left Jerusalem, he was still subject to them, and we have to be subject, people of God, just as Dr. Vanessa is teaching us. And she and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who are the founders of this call, were subject to the Lord. They were obedient, and we thank God for them because they founded this call on October 25th, 2010. And when they received the mandate from the Lord to make the Master's Call, they were given a vision and a mission to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And I thank God and tell you the truth, they certainly have been a blessing. And I want to publicly thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for being such a wonderful and obedient Christian and mentor and just an eagle that you just cannot believe. She's so phenomenal, and she's such a wonderful person that it is just awesome to be under her tutelage right now. And we believe the scripture that they were given. And the Bible reference is Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. And again, on the Master's Call, we know that prayer is very important. We know that all things are covered in prayer. And when they started the Master's Call, that was their focus. So on this call, we have prayer intercessors that are happy to pray with you. We take prayer requests by email. We take them over the lines on Fridays when you call in. So know that those prayers, when they come forth, they're being given to anointed women of God who will take them before the Lord on your behalf. And it's awesome when we receive your praise reports as well. You can call into this call, and if you are not able to listen on live Monday through Friday when we come in, you're able to call back in because the Lord gives them a number for technology that you can call in and receive the message on that day by calling 712-432-1085 and using the same PIN code 957-677-TOWN. And all of the messages that are recorded live every day are archived from the inception of the call on the website, and that website that you can go to is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we'd love to have your feedback and, again, your praise reports or the prayer requests. You can also send those to the email address, and that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall.gmail.com. And if any of you feel led to come on and also give a word from the Lord or become a prayer intercessor, please also send that information to that email address in our prayer general. Minister Robin will get back to you. And we want to let you know, for any of you that are new, that the vehicle that brought us all together is Artist International, which is a Christian health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family more than 20 years ago. And that company is, again, a family that is blessed and anointed, that is also obedient to the Lord. And if you are not an artist distributor, we encourage you to get back to the person who invited you to this call. If you are a distributor, we always encourage you to go to your back office and see the many promotions that avail you. And we know that Artists International is under the guidance of the Lord, and we have been so blessed with Dr. P.K. Roberts, our founder, who has also received unprecedented faith and blessings and has been appointed as the new chaplain for the company. And we are so proud and so honored to be under her guidance, as well as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Now, what we're going to do at this time is we are going to open up our call in prayer, open up the airways so that we can receive a clear call so that the word of the Lord can be brought forth. I hope you have your pen and paper ready. At this time, we're going to call Minister Candy to come up and bring us the opening prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, Daddy God, we praise you because you are our Father. You are our God, and you alone are worthy of our praise. We praise you because you are our peace. You give us peace, the peace that exceeds all understanding. We praise you, God. You are our refuge and our fortress, and we abide in the secret place of the Most High. We abide in your presence. That's where we belong. In your presence is where we're strong, Lord. No plague shall touch us. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But that plague, that harm, that accident, that disease, that depression, that hopelessness, that fear shall not come near us. We praise you, God, because you are the joy and the strength of our life. You are the joy and the strength of our life, Lord God. You remove all pain. You remove all misery and strife. You promise to keep us. You promise never to leave us, never to fall short of your word. We praise you, God. And this morning we place at your throne our Mother Eagle and Dr. PK. We place them before your throne, Lord God. And we place Papa Diaz de Leon and his family at your throne. We place before you Artists International and all of the distributors. We lift up to you our speaker today, Minister Everett. Let his lips of clay bring forth your word boldly and accurately. We call out to you on behalf of every listener on the Master's call. Bless them, O God, we pray. We call for your favor to fall upon each one of the prayer warriors. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Guide our footsteps. Ignite within each person under the sound of my voice a supernatural desire to please you and to fulfill your call for their lives. We stand in your presence this morning expecting clear airwaves and phone lines. Download supernatural revelation and impartation of your word. Let each listener receive what you have for them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen. Amen, Minister Candy. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and clearing the airways this morning. And as Minister Candy stated, we have a new speaker coming on with the Master's Call family, Reverend Everett Thomas. And I hope you all are ready to receive an anointed word from the Lord this morning. We are so glad we have a baritone coming forth on Wednesday, this worry-free Wednesday. Reverend Everett Thomas, we're going to introduce to you, is a baptized, born-again believer. He's an ordained minister for over 28 years, and he has served as the first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Barlow, Jr. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Ecorus, Michigan. He's a senior evangelist for Calvary District Association and past young adult director. He currently holds the position of third assistant dean of Calvary District Congress of Christian Education. Hallelujah. He's vice president of DIMA, which is Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is the past president of Lincoln Park Rotary. And we just want to praise God for him and thank God for his obedience and call to bring us the word. And his mission is to be used through God, used of God, to transform lives for the kingdom of God. And we just celebrate him and welcome him on to the Master's Call this morning. And I will go ahead and, without further delay, bring Reverend Everett Thomas to the line. Reverend Thomas, can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
God bless you. I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. I thank you for that warm introduction. It's a blessing to be here. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, Roberts, amen, for such a vision to have such a call as this to minister to many lives over the telephone and internet. And we just want to thank God for this first opportunity that I've had to do such a thing. It's amazing how we can use these technologies to get God's message across. And I have listened many, many days and many months, many years to the Master's Morning Call, and it's been truly a blessing to me. And I trust that the word this morning will be a blessing as well. This morning, we're part of the Men's Fellowship Breakfast here, and you're listening to us live and direct from Charlie's Family Dining. Amen. I have one of my brothers here with the Pastor Gary Shipling is also a part of artists, and we just good to be here. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. It's no strange scripture. Most of us have heard it, and most of us have read it. And looking at the King James Version, it says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Looking at the Message Bible, you use steel to sharpen steel, and one friend sharpens another. And looking at the New Century Version, it says, iron can sharpen iron in the same way people can help each other. This question I'd like to ask us this morning is, how sharp are you? Who are you allowing in your life to sharpen you? And even who are you being used by God to sharpen? We cannot live this life by ourselves. I know some people say, well, I'm an introvert and I'm not as outgoing as the next person, but we are limiting ourselves if we just all by ourselves and think we got it all together and not allowing ourselves to move up another level in life. And back in the day, you may have heard people say, man, you are sharp, referring to his attire, or that's a sharp ride. For those of you who don't know what the ride is a automobile, amen. So we used to call those material things sharp, but we ought not to limit our sharpness to material things. It's important to be sharp in our mind. Of course, the Bible calls us spirit, soul, and body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and we want to be sharp in those areas as well. And even in our ministry, we want to become more sharper. We want to become more apt to study the Word of God, that the Word of God become a part of us. I'm reminded of a time back before I was married, dating a young lady that was very well read in the Word of God, and she memorized scripture so eloquently. And at that time, I was not as into the Word as I should have been, but because of my fellowship with her and the way she had just quoted scripture, kind of pulled my coattail and said, what scriptures do you know? What scriptures can you memorize and have memorized? And it just basically helped me to become more into God's Word, and scripture started to become a part of me more so because of that friend sharpening me. Amen. So it's important to surround ourselves around people that can make a difference in our lives, and if not only in our lives, but what difference are we making in others? I'm looking at a devotional message that I have before me that I read recently. It says, greater love have no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends, John 15:13. And the story goes like this. Once I interviewed a pilot named Frank Ellis who had qualified for astronaut training despite the fact that he had no legs. You ask, how could a pilot operate the foot pedals of an airplane without legs? He managed with artificial ones. But what inspired me as much as how he was coping with his handicap was the story of how he lost his legs. On a training mission several years ago, his jet lost power, and when all efforts to correct the problem failed, he prepared to eject himself, and if he had, he could have parachuted to safety. But his plane was pointed in the direction of a school, and being a father of four children himself, Frank came to the quick decision. How many know he was sharp? He came to a quick decision that he could not endanger the lives of other children. So he stayed with the plane until the deliberately plane had steered off toward the hills. Then only 300 feet off the ground, he ejected. And naturally, his parachute didn't have time to open, but he fell into a large tree, which miraculously saved his life. However, he lost both legs, and that was the price for his bravery. Someone said, what you are is God's gift to you, and what you make of yourself is your gift to God. Wow, what an awesome, awesome quote. And what have you done to express your gratitude to your Creator? Our acts is seldom what required. We require that we risk our lives as Frank did, but we can show our concern and love for our brothers and sisters by little kindnesses that help them over the rough spots of life. And every day we should have opportunities to share, amen, our lives with others. One other quote I found, it says, immortality lies not in the things you leave behind, but in the people your life have touched. What a powerful, powerful quote. So we're looking at iron sharpens iron. In the same way people can help each other, New Century Version. The question again is, how sharp are you? Are you allowing people to pour into you? Are you pouring into others? Looking at the definition, another word for sharp is keen. How keen are you? In other words, being enthusiastic or eager, intellectually alert, acute, showing alert competence and clear understanding. Sharp also implies quick perception and clever resourcefulness. It's important that we read books that will help sharpen us. I heard somebody say that we're no better next year than we are right this present moment, depending on how we've encountered friendship as well as books that we read. It's important that we apply time and effort in sharpening ourselves. And even in our business, many of us would do a whole lot better if we surround ourselves with other people that have gone before us, that have made the level of platinum, that have been through the trenches and are successful, that we can glean from them and become all that we can be in the business world, especially of the company of artists. So it's a great honor and privilege being able to share with you. But there's one other friend. It's not about so much about the natural friend, but there is a friend named Jesus. The songwriter left these words, that there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Not else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so highly and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. Goes on, there's not an hour that he is not near us. And no night so dark, but his love can cheer us. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? Or sinner find that he would not take him? Was there ever a gift like the Savior given? Will he refuse us a home in heaven? How many know there's not a friend like Jesus? And we need to have that friend every day, every hour, every second of the day to walk with us. So when someone says, he walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. Glory to God. And it's just a blessing to know that Jesus thinks enough of us to take time out and walk with us. And that's why we're here on the Master's morning call, to take some time out to get charged up, to get sharpened, amen, in our spirit, man, get sharpened even in the souls, man, in our mind, our will, our intellect, amen, and just be more that God would have us to be. Amen. God is a blessing to this ministry. God is, and I call this artist company a ministry because it is a God-fearing company. Amen. And just so many lives, like you, Sister Minister Tiffany, that have touched, amen, and sharpened so many lives across the country, across the world, through this ministry business we call artists. And it's a blessing, such a blessing, to be a part of this call, and amen. And I'm just about done. I just want to give a shout out to my brother, Pastor Gary Shipley. He's going to give you about 2 minutes, amen, to help us to find out what God has done in his life as he's been sharpened. Amen. Pastor Gary.
Bless all of you for being here this morning. And I would like to take this opportunity to say that God has drastically changed my life from the way it used to be. I was probably what I'd refer to as a pew potato for a long time. God has touched my heart, helped me in the ministry, led me to open a church, to open a mission, and working with Brother Everett here and several other brothers in the faith, and we're working on a free clinic in the area. And all this is not by who we are, but by who God is and how he leads us. God gives you the opportunity to lead and to do something. Take the opportunity. Don't look at the negatives. Look at the fact that God will make it happen. If it is his will, he's going to handle it. All we have to do is be that vessel, be the one carrying it, just as we carry the word to everybody every day. Bless all of you for being here this morning. Amen.
Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Reverend Everett Thomas. We thank you so much, and God bless you. We thank God for you. And if you did not have a pen and pencil, we encourage you to go back and listen to the recording. That number, again, is 712-432-1085. Pin number is 957-677-pound. You can also go to the mastersmorningcall.wordpress.com website to go back and review that message. God is good. People of God, we are receiving the word of God in so many places. I know my sister Tiffany is on the line this morning, just rejoicing over the word. Iron sharpens iron, and praise God, when God calls you to do something, take the opportunity, as the man of God said. Don't worry about how it will get done. If you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, he will do the work, and God gives the praise. Hallelujah. God will make it happen. And we are so encouraged by the story that Reverend Everett Thomas gave us this morning regarding the bravery. We just have to be willing to put our brother first and be in love, as our pastor, Dr. Vanessa, has taught us. That is what is required of us. And if we discipline ourselves and follow these things, then God will use us. And how many of you know that it's an interruption when God calls you to do something? Hallelujah. But you're going to be blessed when you are disciplined to do it. So we thank God for the many blessings that we have received through the Master's Call on today. And again, we invite you to go back and listen to these words, take your notes, and apply these scripture principles to your life. At this time, we are going to go ahead and bring up Ambassador P.K. Roberts, who is just a wonderful founder of this call. We are so blessed to have her on the call this morning. It's a special surprise that she is going to actually come forth and give us our closing prayer and bring our prayer request before the Lord. And we are just so proud and so happy that she has been chosen as the chaplain ambassador for Arts International. God is so faithful, and this is unprecedented year of a victory for his people. Dr. P.K. Roberts, can you hear me? Are you there?
I am here. Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am so blessed, and I thank God for you, and I thank you for the opportunity to sit with the Master's Call this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so happy to be here. I wanted to be on this morning because Reverend Everett Thomas is not only a friend of mine and was a real faithful friend to my husband. He is also in our organization in the artist and has been faithful, never missed his authorship. And this morning, sir, thank you for the word. Iron sharpens iron. I tell you, you are so right about that. And I was just thinking about it on yesterday as I am preparing, you know, for this mission here that God has so given me. I thank the Lord this morning for being on here. So we're going to close in prayer right now, and I just want to encourage you, Reverend Thomas, and Minister Sheff, to go forth in the Lord and continue working your business and continue working the ministry that God has given you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come this morning before your people, with your people, joined together with hearts to heart with your people on the Master's Call, we thank you for this great opportunity. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you shake us every morning, not by the alarm clock or by someone else calling us, but by your precious Holy Spirit to awaken us for yet another day, a day whereby we have not seen before, but we are thankful because we know that this is the day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And so the morning Master Call listeners open their ears in the morning and they open their eyes to what it is that you would speak to their hearts through Dr. Vanessa and the team that you have placed here to speak to your people and say, call on my name early in the morning. Call me and listen to what I will instruct you to do for the day. God, we thank you and we praise you for your word, for it is your word that gives us clear understanding about how to accomplish the mission that you give us for the day. We thank you and we praise you for the willing vessels who get up early and pray, and not only pray in the morning, but throughout the day as the needs of your people surface before them and us throughout the day. God, we ask right now that you will continue to bless and continue to allow your people to see your hand in their lives as we minister through the tool that you have placed in our lives right now called Artist International. As we minister under the vision and guidance of the Diaz de Leon family, as we go forth, God, and touch the lives of so many because of the great products that we have and the great compensation plan that we have, open our mouths so that we can speak the word of power that says that an apartment with artists will absolutely change your lives. God, I thank you today. I thank you so very much for each person who absolutely believes in the power of prayer, glory to God, so much that they will call these great intercessors and say, pray for me. God, you know each and every need. I thank you that your eyes are roaming to and fro here on this earth, seeking who you can call and say, just come to me and pray for those who cannot pray for themselves. Thank you, God, for those who will pick up the spoon and spiritually feed folk who are not able to spiritually feed themselves at this time. Thank you, God, for the transformation that's taking place in the lives of people because of the spiritual food that they're receiving on a daily basis so that their lives will continue to be transformed and changed in your sight. God, in the name of Jesus, we love you today and recommit ourselves to be used by you on today. Have your way in our lives and continue to bless each and every one of us and give us, God, we pray right now, the testimony that will say, God is God, and above him there is no other. And he really has proven himself in my life on a continual basis. This is our prayer in Jesus' name as we sharpen somebody because of your presence in our lives. Back to you, my dear.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador P.K. Roberts. We thank God for you. We are so blessed, Master's Call family, to have Ambassador P.K. Roberts with us this morning. Such a treat, and we thank God for that awesome and powerful prayer. We want to thank Sister Bonita for greeting us and spiritually seating us this morning. We want to thank Minister Candy for opening us up in prayer this morning and clearing the airways, because we certainly received a word from the Lord this morning. We thank God for Reverend Everett Thomas joining the Master's Morning Call as one of the speakers, oh, Father God, that brought forth that awesome word, iron sharpens iron. And we thank you for all of you who are the Master's Call family, because what would we be without you? We praise God for you and I encourage you to go out today and be a minister in the marketplace. We bless you, we love you, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Goodbye for now.